Today, the city council set fines for landlords who convert apartment buildings into illegal hotels. Their aim is to stop the trend of turning SROs into transient hotels. WBAI's Linda Perry was at City Hall today and files this report.
Horror stories right under the nose of unsuspecting New Yorkers. Unsuspecting until your apartment building or some apartment building in your neighborhood turns into an illegal hotel and your life becomes a living hell by living with tourists who come and go at all times of the day and night. Matt Klein is a community organizer with Housing Conservation Coordinators. Over the last 8 years, people have been coming into his center to complain that apartments in their buildings are rented out to tourists. Neighbors tenants used to know no longer live there.
And people are now coming in transiently every few days, paying an incredible amount of money to stay in an apartment, and don't really take into consideration that they're living temporarily in a permanent place. So a lot of times, suitcases will block the front door, the doors will be open, keys to their apartment, the front will be spread all throughout the world. People will ring buzzers and bells all throughout the night. Sometimes people are smoking in the hallways.
Klein says illegal hotels are not only unsafe for tourists, but it's a quality of life issue and takes away affordable housing units from city residents. Ann Cunningham has been suffering with this problem in the residential hotel she has lived in since 1975. Her building has 200 units. 89 of them are rented to tourists. What does she see in her building as a result?
Fires, the elevator breaking every day, the lack of security, the crime, the police always there. These people, some of them were criminals, the prostitution, fires. We had a bad element of so-called tourists. They were paying between $250 and $309 per single room occupancy. They were in overcrowded conditions. They put four and five people in a very, very small room. If a tenant did that, a rent-stabilized tenant lived that way, they'd be evicted. There was harassment on tenants to get us to leave so they could get our room, so the landlord could get our room and make a lot of money on it. The harassment and the abuse of tenants was terrible.
Cunningham brought her problem to Councilwoman Gail Brewer, who has been working to end illegal hotel use in single-room occupancy apartment buildings. Looking into the problem, she discovered the cause of one of New York City's nasty annoyances.
People say to me, Gail, how did you know about bed bugs so early before anybody else? Well, the bad news is I heard it from the tourists who were in the single room occupancy when they were traveling 4 or 5 years ago with their backpacks coming through the airport into the rooms in the single room occupancy. And then I heard from the permanent tenants, hotel stabilized, that they were getting bed bugs. That's how we heard about it.
Brewer says while bed bugs are not as great a problem as they were, they started out with what she calls the backpack crowd, which moves in and out of illegal hotels.
Those rooms are supposed to be for permanent residents. You share a kitchen. You often share a bathroom. You want to share it with somebody who's there all the time. When you have issues, you can discuss them. You cannot have an overnight person there who's gone the next day.
There are approximately 35,000 illegal transient hotels across New York City. Those who illegally convert multiple apartments or receive repeated illegal conversion violations will now be fined between $1,000 and $25,000. John Fitzpatrick is chair of the Hotel Association. He says fines may be a good start.
I think at the moment the fines are so low, these illegal hotels are just paying the fine and carrying on with business. Now it'll be $25,000. They'll think twice about it.
But some in the hotel industry say fines may not be enough. Joseph Spinato is president of the Hotel Association of New York City. He says additional legislation and enforcement are warranted.
You know, if you have a regulatory agency that's on top of you, you're going to comply. But maybe we don't have enough of those rules that they should comply to the way we do. I mean, if we don't comply with the rules and regulations, they come down on us like a ton of bricks, as they should. And this is what's lacking. Now, if I was sitting in the city council or sitting in the state legislature, I would look to do that.
What about the fact that these hotels, these illegal hotels, are advertised on places like Travelocity?
If they're advertising an illegal illegal hotel, I think they've got some issues they've got to look at, and they've got to look at, are they in compliance with the law?
Fitzpatrick sees fires as one of the biggest problems with illegal hotels.
I think to give the fire department more authority to go into these buildings, because they don't have the full authority that they would have in a regular hotel. I think that's another big one.
Brewer says transient hotels should not be taking away housing from New York City residents.
We are desperate. These single-room occupancy residential hotels and stabilized units in general, they can't be taken offline. We need them for permanent housing. We do want to deal with tourists. It's a huge industry for our city. It's a great industry. But we should be working with groups like the American Youth Hostel and groups that do it right, that have procedures, egress, quality housing, low cost for tourists. We should be working with them.
Tom Kaler is with the West Side Neighborhood Alliance. He has his own horror story.
The landlord of the building where I live in Hell's Kitchen opened an illegal hotel in our building. When I went and complained about it and had inspectors come and take a look, and they issued violations because they'd taken a one-bedroom apartment, turned it into a five-bedroom apartment, put bunk beds into two bunk beds into each one of the rooms, and rented them for $50 a night, all cash business. When I complained about this, the landlord sent a fellow who turned out to be a registered sex offender who threatened my then 9-year-old that he was going to come and get his dad and take care of him.
Kaler says the illegal hotel business is all about money.
Tremendous amounts of money. It's all cash. It's all untaxed. And if you have an apartment that would rent for $1,800 a month as an illegal hotel, you could get $6,000 a month in cash.
Now the city council has a tool in the form of a financial penalty to crack down on illegal hotel operations, which drive out lawful tenants and create dangers for residents and firefighters. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.